Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Kahir Chisthey with the evening news. The headlines. Rubber Board of India and Department of Land Resources, Nagaland signs MOU to set up Nodal Centre for Rubber Training in Chimakidima. Chief Minister Nipurio hopes positive outcomes from Union Minister Dubey's visit to Nagaland. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon people to remain united against forces conspiring to divide the country. And Nagaland Sepak Takraw team wins 2 bronze medal in Khelo India Beach game. Now the news in detail. The Rubber Board of India, RBI, and the Department of Land Resources, Nagaland, have signed an MOU for setting up a nodal centre of the National Institute for Rubber Training, NIRT, at Rizabhema in Chimakidima district. An update from the department today said that the MOU was signed on 9th January during the Silver Jubilee celebration of NIRT held at the Rubber Research Institute, Kottayam, Kerala. Beside others, the event was graced by George Kurian, Minister of State for Minority Affairs, Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, and RBI officials. Additional Director of Land Resources highlighted that while Nagaland has over 4 lakh hectares suitable for rubber cultivation, only 20,000 hectares have been developed so far. Expanding rubber cultivation, he noted, can significantly boost the rural economy and positively impact ecology and conservation. He thanked NIRT and RBI for their support through training and development, emphasizing their commitment to rural communities. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipurio today welcomed Union Minister of State for Coal and Mines, Satish Chandra Dubey, expressing hope that his visit to the state would lead to positive outcomes. Taking to social media platform X, the Chief Minister said it was a pleasure to meet and interact with Mr. Dubey during his visit to Nagaland. Hoping it would contribute to positive outcomes, Mr. Rio wished him a pleasant stay in Nagaland. Mr. Dubey was on a 2-day visit to Nagaland since yesterday as part of the Union Government's initiative of fortnightly visits by Union Ministers to the Northeast to review development initiatives and assess the implementation of central schemes on the ground. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon citizens to stay united and defeat all forces conspiring to divide the country. Addressing a massive gathering on the occasion of Somnath Swabhiman Parv at Prabhasbatan today, the PM urged countrymen to move forward together, shoulder to shoulder and heart to heart for the cause of Viksit Bharat while remaining deeply connected to our past.
पूरी तरह सक्रिय है जिन्होंने सोमनाथ पुनर्निर्माण का विरोध किया और इसलिए हमें ज्यादा सावधान रहना है हमें खुद को शक्तिशाली बनाना है एकजुट रहना है ऐसी हर ताकत को हराना है जो हमें बांटने की साजिश से रत रही है.
Describing the Somnath Swabhiman Parv as a vibrant reflection of the external faith and devotion, the PM stated that this festival is not merely a celebration of historical glory, but a vital opportunity to keep the timeless journey of the Somnath temple alive for future generations. He added that the faith embodied by Somnath does not carry a message of hatred or destruction, but of love.
Ekor Swayam Devadidev Mahadev. दूसरी ओर समुद्र की विशाल लहरें सूर्य की किरणें मंत्रों की ये गूंज आस्था का ये उफान और इस दिव्य वातावरण में भगवान सोमनाथ के आप सब भक्तों की उपस्थिति ये इस अवसर को दिव्य बना रही है भव्य बना रही है.
Social media platform X has admitted its mistake and acknowledged gaps in its content moderation standards. Government sources inform that the company has said that they will operate in accordance with the applicable laws and regulations. More from our correspondent.
The issue came to light after the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology issued a notice to X raising concerns over the circulation of obscene and sexually explicit content on the platform. This includes contents allegedly generated or amplified through its AI tool, Grok. In its letter to the Chief Compliance Officer of X, India Operations, the ministry said users were misusing Grok AI to create fake accounts to host, generate, publish or share obscene images or videos of women in a derogatory or vulgar manner. Government sources said that around Around 3,500 pieces of content were blocked and more than 600 accounts deleted following the scrutiny. They added that the platform has assured it will not allow obscene imagery going forward. Vishnu P.S., Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Indian astronaut and group captain Shubhanshu Shukla today said youth is the real capital of the country. Mr. Shukla was speaking at the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi, inspiring the youth to continue their endeavors for success. The group captain advised the young leaders to be resilient and refrain from self-doubt. The Indian astronaut described the youth as fearless and called their energy as contagious. Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports Raksha Nikhil Khatse and senior ISRO scientist Prasant Misra also attended the event. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct Prime Ministerial review. Today in this special series, we take a look at the projects of power sector reviewed under Pragati mechanism.
In the power sector, project delays are often attributed to a combination of administrative, technical, regulatory, and natural factors such as issues related to land acquisition, forest and defense clearances, and difficult terrain. Under the Pragati ecosystem of multiple layers, 237 power projects worth 10.53 lakh crore rupees have been reviewed at various levels which are commissioned. At Prime Minister's level, a total of 53 power projects worth 4.12 lakh crores have been reviewed. These 53 reviewed projects include 27 transmission, 14 thermal, 9 hydro and 3 coal mine projects. Out of these, 43 delayed projects worth 3 lakh crore rupees are now commissioned and the rest are at advanced stages of commissioning. Few major projects reviewed and fast-tracked under Pragati are Gadarwara Super Thermal Power Project in Madhya Pradesh and Khetri Narela Transmission Project. Prime Minister has emphasized on the need for strengthening the reforms so that delays in projects do not arise. The Pragati-led monitoring has led to minimizing interdepartmental delays, significantly improving execution of power projects. Many stalled power generation and transmission projects have achieved commissioning following Pragati's intervention. This has resulted in enhanced power availability, improved grid reliability, and better utilization of national investment. Onnalu, Akashwani News, Kohima.
Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandviya participated in the 56th edition of Fit India Sundays on Cycle in New Delhi this morning. Addressing the gathering, Dr. Mandviya said that cycling teaches balancing and balance is essential in leadership. He noted that fit and healthy youth can help lead the nation's growth and cycling is an important part of it.
Today, at more than 15,000 locations, the youth of the country are spreading the message of Fit India by cycling themselves. I am happy that my young leaders from across the nation who have come to participate in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue are also associated with us. Balance is extremely important in leadership, when to move slowly, when to be patient, and when to move forward. Cycling teaches us these essential qualities of balanced leadership.
And now in sports, the Nagaland Sepak Takraw team has won 2 bronze medals in the Khelo India Beach Game held at Daman and Diu, Gujarat from 5th to 10th of this month. Men's team won the medal in Regu event while women team won in Quart event. Meanwhile, the Nepali Baptist Church Kohima will organize the Gold Cup 50 Bowl Cricket Tournament from 22nd to 24th of this month at High School Ground Kohima as part of its year-long Golden Jubilee celebrations. The organizers informed a total cash award of 50,000 rupees and trophies for the champion, runners-up and individual awardees have been earmarked and the last date for registration is 21st January, while details can be availed by contacting the organizers at 977-44-16162 or 700-5252-632. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Rubber Board of India and Department of Land Resources Nagaland signs MOU to set up Nodal Center for Rubber Training in Chamakidima. Chief Minister Nipurio hopes positive outcomes from Union Minister Dubey's visit to Nagaland. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon people to remain united against forces conspiring to divide the country. And Nagaland Sepak Takraw team wins 2 bronze medal in Khelo India Beach game. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.